his arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls his people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin. And welcome, welcome, welcome. This is WCNO's The Front Line. And we have a wonderful guest we're going to be interviewing in less than 3 minutes. but first I have to introduce my co-host, because this program wouldn't be what it is without their holy input. To my left.
I didn't bring any donuts.
You didn't bring any donuts. I know, Ed.
That's, you know, unholy input, Ed.
It's really, during prayer and share, this was the donut guy. Well, Ed Skiba, who has been my brother for even before I met you, because... Yeah. We are brothers in Christ, and Ed has been faithfully coming since we started this program.
Amen.
It's, in fact, we've been on the air now for a year.
Praise God.
The front line is a year old.
Wow. It only seems like 12 months.
It's actually a year and a couple
so
of months.
Fast.
Well, time flies whether you're having fun or not, but it's better to be having fun, and we are.
Yep.
So, Ed, welcome, and thank you for coming.
Beautiful South Florida morning.
It sure is, really, in every aspect.
Yeah, that's what the two bullfrogs said, sitting on a lily pad. Time sure is fun when you're having flies.
Right? Always count on Ed for an aphorism, you know, at the beginning. And then Ann Limhoko.
Yes, good morning.
A newer co-host, and yet one that God had already seasoned up well.
Praise God.
So that we could have you with us. It's a great joy.
It's such an honor to be here. Thank you for having me every week.
It makes for a rich opportunity.
The rose among thorns.
Absolutely. The rose, yeah. And as my wife may tell you from time to time, I can be pretty thorny. But the Lord's been doing a good work in me. And speaking of God doing works in people, we welcome today our guest, Derek McKinnon. Derek, thank you for being here.
Well, it's an honor and privilege to be here. I think it's divinely orchestrated from our Heavenly Father above.
Absolutely.
That's the kind of guest we want.
Yeah. I want to witness to how we connected, because it was a few months ago. I remember the date.
Sure.
I was working on a Saturday, I think.
Right.
And I got a call, or maybe you left a voicemail. I can't. You'd heard a song.
Yes, I did.
And so you wanted to know the artist.
Yes,
right?
It touched my heart, and it touched the singer's voice, the lyrics, the melody, everything. Mm-hmm. Just, it touched my heart, and I'm thinking some of your listeners may have had some of those encounters where songs just minister to your
Amen.
Your whole mind, will, and emotion. So I just called and said, hey, what is the name of the artist in this song?
And so when we connected on the phone, and as soon as you started talking, Derek, the Spirit of God said to me, get this guy on the front line.
Well, thank you.
And that was the first time we talked, but you were sharing why you wanted to hear the song, and then you talked about being in your church.
Yes, sir.
Which is Calvary Community Church.
Yes, sir. It's right between 7-Eleven and Olive Garden. It's right near Jensen Beach Boulevard. And my pastor, who I love immensely, and my fellow worshipers are there. And they're such a great team. Such a great team. Good people.
Absolutely. And we're going to be getting into a little bit about that. But so that was, you know, when God says do something, you do it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And this is the right time. We've had some, a little, you know, upsets and getting things scheduled and all of that. But today's the day. And the other thing I want to say to our listeners is, you know, when we talk, and I shared with over time, the when we talk about the theme, the name of the show, The Front Line, yeah, everybody who is called of God into ministry has a frontline ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Often, and I know I'm guilty of this too, we think of those people that get good press. you know, that are always in the limelight, if you will. And yeah, we could say they're spiritual giants, and I won't take away, you know, that attribution from them, because, mm-hmm. you know, God willing, they're serving God. You can see their faithfulness, their humility, and because of what they're doing, you know, they rise up in our, but the key is, you know, that for every one of those people, there's maybe 20,000 people,
mm-hmm. right,
like us, in here in this room,
yeah. Nobody, yeah. Right,
that are serving the Lord, doing, being as faithful as we can. We love Jesus. We want to do what He wants us to do,
mm-hmm.
and we're stepping out in faith. And it's for those, you know, those several hundred thousand people who are listening today that I want to say what you're going to hear, what God's going to enable Derek to speak about in his testimony. Is something that's going to challenge you to step beyond the imagination that you have, and when you hear God, to step into that ministry in faith. So, with having said that, give us a little bit of your God story, Derek. How did you meet Jesus?
Well, it all started back. I used to live very briefly for about 18 years in Dade County. I moved up to Tallahassee area. How Jesus orchestrated the events, a friend of mine named Tracy Sisk invited me to a local church, and it was Larry Millinder was the pastor at the time of the church, called the Abiding Life Fellowship in Tallahassee. Mm. And I call him a spark plug for Jesus, because he was just great. And I sat on the back, and it was a charismatic, non-denominational church. And a lot of things were new, or I didn't know what to make of it. So I sat on the back row, and the Spirit of God just sat me on the back row, and I was absorbing, and the Spirit of God was just having me listen while the pastor was, you know, sharing the good news from scriptures, mm. from different places. And ultimately, one evening back in my house, that the Spirit of God had me open the scriptures to, you know, John. And mm-hmm. I started reading from the beginning. And, of course, the classic John 3 mm-hmm. chapter. The Spirit of God illuminated my spiritual mind, and it wasn't from me, it was a work of the Holy Spirit. And as I read down John chapter 3, it was like the Spirit of God is speaking to my heart and said, this is what it means to become a believer in Yeshua, Jesus mm-hmm. the Messiah. So mm-hmm. at that time, that's when the Holy Spirit came in, and so that was the time, and it was in the spring of 1997 there, David.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's the year it happened, back in 97. So
praise God. And from that moment, you've simply been walking with the Lord and growing in your faith.
Yes, sir.
All the disciplines that God gives us in order to do that.
Amen.
And now you had talked about, and the thing that stuck in my mind first when I first talked to you was that you were in the worship team at Calvary Community Church.
Yes, sir. God orchestrated. It's funny that you should ask.
By the way, I like the word orchestrated when you're talking about a worship.
Yeah,
yeah, it's
right,
a great image.
Right. No, God orchestrated that totally. So I moved down here from Tallahassee. I had to, because of my parents. They were getting older and couldn't care for themselves, and in providential circumstances, I have two sisters that live in Port St. Lucie, and one I live with. We moved down here, and I was did the real spiritual thing of asking Google, what's the closest non-denominational church to Jensen Beach? And lo and behold, Calvary Community Church popped up. And
okay.
Now, mind you, I was searching. I was asking the Spirit of God. I visited a couple other churches, and the Spirit of God said, no, mm-hmm. not this one. So I visited Calvary Community Church, and the first time I visited there, I just wanted to soak in and see if the people were warm and receptive, and they really were. Mm-hmm. I wanted to take it in, and then the second week, I went there, and it was, you know, really good. Had someone from a guy from the worship team. It's funny, I should share this with someone. This is a God incidence. So I do videography, photography, and graphic art, and I also play the guitar. And after the service is over, I was walking back to my vehicle, and the guy who came up to me, he says, "Hey," and he must have knew that I was new, and he says, "Oh, okay, oh, here, listen, this is my name," and his name is David, and he gave me his card, and I gave him my card, and he did four of the five things that I do.
Wow.
So it was like God was
supernaturally
like,
introduced. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, he did. He does photography. He does. He plays guitar. Mm-hmm. He does videography, and so he supernaturally joined me with him. And by the way, God is so good, David. When you step out in faith, David is responsible for listening to the Spirit of God. He gave me a guitar because the Spirit of God put it on his heart. Because when I brought my parents down, I didn't have my guitar. I had the two dogs and mom.
Forgot the guitar, but got the
right. Didn't have no room.
Well,
to
dogs, dogs are acoustic too, you know.
Yeah,
but they're harder to play in worship.
But I'm so thankful that God's people do listen to the Spirit of God and move on when the Spirit speaks to them.
And this is part of what God spoke to me when we talked in the beginning, is that is someone that could just talk about stepping out in faith.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
And we're a couple of minutes away from the first break, so I hate to get into anything, you know, substantial and then have to stop you. So I guess, I'll tell you what, let's do something really wild. Let's take our break now. What do you think?
Sounds
sure.
good.
I'm
sounds
sorry, good. I'm holding it up for a vote.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hi, this is Chris Fogle. The National Day of Prayer hosted by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is taking place Thursday, May 2nd at 6 o'clock at the Mid-Florida Event Center, which is 9221 Southeast Event Center Place, Port St. Lucie. Our guest speaker that night will be Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. For more information to obtain tickets, visit the website www.tccalliance.com or you can call or text 772-324-9313. Tickets are available for a donation of $20 each. Seating is limited.
Hey, welcome back. This is The Front Line, and we have as our guest today Derek McKinnon, and we heard about in the beginning his testimony, and then during the break, Ann was sort of wanting to go back and ask Derek a question about that. So, Ann, dive right in.
So, Derek, we spoke about how you were invited by a friend to attend a church when you lived in Tallahassee before you moved down here.
Correct.
So my question was, were you seeking the Lord during that time? Were you open as soon as he asked you to go to church, or was there, you know, just tell me your frame of mind, how you were living at that time?
Sure, that's a great question. And usually most people's response is, no, I was not seeking the Lord. Mm-hmm. I was not seeking Jesus. Jesus has a way of coming after the ones who he mm-hmm. knows he has a plan for. So as I was sharing earlier in the first spot, a friend, she invited me to church, and it was a supernatural, now that I look back on it, supernatural orchestration of you know, the mercy and grace of God to get me in a place where he wanted me to hear his redemption good news, his story of what he did for mm-hmm. all of mankind, all of the people, men and women who accept Jesus in their heart, you know, because one day we're going to graduate from this earth called terra firma. And it's so important that we make the right choice.
Yes.
So, yeah, I was not seeking the Lord. I was what you would call one of those official sinners.
But, official, wow.
Proud sinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had a card and everything.
You got a bumper sticker.
Really? No, man, I was the same, brother.
Yeah.
I had the same credentials. Amen. Yep. Yep.
Amen. We all have. Amen.
Amen, yeah.
That's right.
And just to piggyback, you know, we have a lot of people listening today. I think a ton of people.
Yes.
If we weighed them, maybe it'd be more than a ton, but we're not going to be able to do that. But, you know, they're also perched on the brink of making a decision for Christ.
Yeah.
The Lord has been pursuing them lovingly, as he does. And just for those people right now.
Okay.
When you, at that point, you recognize that everything about Jesus was true. And that his life, his death, his resurrection was all true. The Word of God, the Old and New Testament, was all true. When that came to you, can you possibly, and it may not be possible, to describe what was going on inside of you at that point when you realized for the first time that it was all real?
Oh, man, that's a great question there, David. Well, to give you a real response, my life before the Spirit of God had me, you know, have that encounter with, you know, his word and the Spirit, I was definitely not living a righteous or godly life by any stretch of the means. And, of course, Jesus knows that. Jesus knows when we're not living the right way. But he also has grace and mercy.
Yes.
Amen.
Because he knows the beginning from the end. And he knows beforehand what he has for us and the choices that we will make. So when I did make that choice, say, you know, Jesus, come into my heart. You know, I'm a mess. I need you.
Yeah.
You know, please straighten out my heart and my emotions and my life. And when that transformation, when the Spirit of God comes in, because it clearly says that in Scripture, that the Holy Spirit is the saving agent. And when that happened, it's like you've probably heard the shedding of the old person by the way of the Holy Spirit, and He creates in you a new passions, a new spirit. And so the old things that you know, have formerly done, you know, he gives you new desires. So, you know, I can say that the Spirit of God definitely, you know, moved in residency within my heart, and I'm so thankful that he did.
What were the conditions at that time? Where were you physically, and who was the one that really, if anyone, opened your eyes to see that this is what you needed?
Well, again, I will say it's ultimately the work of the Holy Spirit, but I had a really good friend. Her name is Tracy Sisk. She is the one, several months before she invited me to Abundant Life back in Tallahassee, we met at an apartment complex, and it's so awesome that the Lord introduced us together, and I met her. She's still a really good friend, but she was the one that listened to the Holy Spirit and reached out. And we all know that it's the majority of people that, you know, respond well is when someone from the church invites others who they don't believe are born again to say, hey, come to a church service. The percentage is really high. So it's it was there that, you know, where I sat on the back row and listened to the Spirit of God and the preaching of the Word of God. So it was there that happened.
Was there a point where there was an invitation given and you got up and went, you know, how did the Holy Spirit
motivate
you at that moment?
Now, after I opened up the Scriptures and read through the third chapter of John, That was the Holy Spirit. It wasn't in the physical building of the church. The Holy Spirit can work wherever he wants.
Yeah, you had a private encounter with the Lord as you sought the scriptures.
Yeah. And then the Spirit of God illuminated what Jesus says in John chapter 3. And then I came back to my pastor at the time and said, Pastor Larry, I said, listen, you know, I've been opening up, you know, the scriptures, and the Spirit of God, you know, just illuminated, you know, John chapter 3, where it says, you know, in order to be in the kingdom of God, you must be born of water and of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Let the Spirit of God do the work.
Yep.
And so I told him, and he says, Derek, is this true? And I said, absolutely, Pastor. And I says, you know, this is a true thing. I says, it happened right there. I was sitting in my mobile home in the spring of 97. Mm-hmm. And he says, well, Derek, he says, God can move anywhere he so pleases and chooses.
Amen.
So I'm just so thankful that his love and kindness did reach down into my heart.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. So,
and that's, you know, there's a lot of similarities in the beginning of one's testimony, because
yes,
it was the same for my wife and I, that we had someone else, a friend, introduced us to the Lord, and you know, the Lord worked on us even more, inviting, loving, which is someone, maybe you said it, Ed, you say so many wise things, but no, you do, you really do, but
and so many innocuous.
So many, well, there's that too, and we know you don't do that on the air, but the difference between the devil and Jesus is the devil knows your name, but he calls you by your sin.
Yeah.
Jesus knows your sin, but he calls you by your name.
That's beautiful.
The other thing that I was thinking about is that, as you were saying, you were reading through and through the scripture and through John especially, and seeing everything. One of the things I preach pretty strongly is that there are a lot of people that know about Jesus.
Sure.
But how many people know Jesus?
Yeah.
And there's a distinct difference between the two. And that usually is the point of actual physical, spiritual salvation.
Sure.
When you make that transition from knowing
about Jesus to
knowing Jesus.
Do we know Jesus as what he can do for us, what he can give us? Like, one of my prayers is, Lord, I want to know you. And it's clear in the word, he wants us to have a personal relationship
with him. And the prayer that John the Baptist gave, I become less, you become more.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
So that's a transition that we make between the knowledge and the relationship.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Good point, Ed.
Absolutely. And the testimony that the ultimate, I think, truth, and I speak of someone that's been on both sides of Jesus, right?
Yeah.
You know, before it's receiving him and after, is, and I can clearly remember it, that my pre-saved attitudes were, I'm really, because I was kind of raised in a situation where my parents, my mother primarily, her vision of God was more of a judge than a lover, you know, than a compassionate.
Sure.
And so I carried that image for the longest time, became a great burden for me. But everyone who finally comes to Christ, and when it's a legitimate, maybe I shouldn't use that word, but in that it really is a call from Christ, it's because of the compassion, the mercy of God.
Yeah.
And I heard that clearly in what you said earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think for our listeners who may be, you know, teetering on the edge of opening up to Jesus, you know, listen. Because it's his mercy that's calling you to salvation.
Right.
Yeah. It's his mercy you see on the cross.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. There you go.
You know, and if you get beaten over the head because we're all sinners by your sins, that Jesus doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
And if anyone comes to you, they call themselves a Christian and they're beating you over the head.
Mm.
You know, that's not the Lord working through them. I'm not saying they're not saved, but they certainly are not listening to the Spirit of God.
Well, Derek, it's so obvious, because I just met you before the show, that the love of God, you so exude the love of God, because the love has changed you. The love that Christ, you know, has for you has changed you. So you've been encountered with that love, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, I can say this. You know, sometimes I feel in the natural state I fall short, but, You know, that's where the Spirit of God reminds us. He says it's not about you, it's about what Jesus can do through you.
Amen.
Yes. I mean, because in our natural state, sometimes we have encounters through daily living that may be like if you're having a thing going through with someone that they may not be lovable. Mm-hmm. But the Spirit of God, David, can allow you to love the unlovely, because Jesus, prime example, he loved the unlovely many times in scriptures, and it bears out.
Oh, yes, yes. And if there's one thing that the unsaved probably would witness to, is that they know their sin and they see how ugly it is. But the devil wants them to believe that sin that's ugly defines how God sees them. God does not look on a sinner and see the ugliness. He sees the love, the person he made in love, and the person he wants to restore.
Yes, that's correct, David, because like you just pointed out, it's not the sin, because the whole purpose of Jesus, when it clearly says it, he did not come into this world to condemn the world, but through him,
amen,
that people, the whole human race, may be saved.
Yes.
So that's, he wants to, when you have your last breath, when you have your graduation date, he wants you to be in his kingdom, because there, it says, I remember when I know a lady, and her name is Laura Linton. She has a particular scripture, and it talks about at God's right hands are pleasure forevermore. And when we do graduate, you're going to be, if you're born again of the Spirit in the kingdom of God, you're going to be seeing pleasures forevermore. So
yes.
So it's a really great thing to make that decision when the Spirit of God moves on you.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
And I'm convicted that I'm getting to know more people like you, Derek, and God is, I'm blessed to be here, because we're kind of at a nexus here at Christian Radio, where we get to see a lot of what's happening in the church.
Yep, sure.
And that's a blessing, but it's also encouraging.
I was going to say it's an encouragement.
Yeah, because God is raising up people today, and because, you know, he put it on our hearts to lift up the body of Christ, and sometimes one member at a time, like you, brother.
Sure,
and have you here and share your story.
Sure.
And I can tell you right now, I'm going to claim this, I'm going to decree this, actually, that several people already have begun to turn to Christ because of your testimony today.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And I just know this.
Amen.
I agree.
Yeah, I believe that. And if just to say to those people, you know who you are because you're listening. You just heard it. So, well, that's me. Yes, I don't know where you are. You may be in our listening area, but that listening area is very big.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So look for, I believe you're probably not churched. You might be. You might go to church and never receive the Lord. I don't know. And maybe the church you're going to is a great place to.
You and I knew a lot of people like that at one time.
Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah.
We were both in denominations that had kind of turned their backs on God.
They weren't even sure there was a God.
Right. Well, yes.
Social experiment.
Yeah, the talking about big leaders, but that's not the case. God, that's not the case now. But look for a church that is Bible believing, God honoring, and you'll know who they are.
Sure.
You'll know. God will direct you to them.
Yeah.
And be willing to stretch out, bring yourself to a pastor, and say, "Been hearing this on the radio, and I've got this going on and that going on, but I heard about Jesus, tell me more." And really open your heart to that, because I tell you what, it's the life.
They can even call the station, right?
They can call us.
772-221-1100.
That's right.
If you want us to talk to you, pray with you, we're open. Please call.
Amen. As a matter of fact, and I thank you for that, we're going to take a break, but you can call us. We're at the bottom of the hour, so we have another 30 minutes on the air. You can call us at that number, and I'll repeat it again, 772-221-1100. You may want to call in during the broadcast.
Yeah.
The phone pot's open, and we have someone out there that is competent, knows how to how to send it into the studio, and you can
Well, he just had a vacation, so we may have to retrain
him. Or even if you have any questions, it doesn't even have to be, whatever. Just
right, it can be a question or a comment, but you're welcome
even
to call.
Even to Derek, yeah, if his question
we
for
won't,
Derek.
We won't make you tell, we don't want your whole name. You know, we don't want to give away your anonymity. But call 772-221-1100. But right now, we're going to take a break, and when we're back, we'll be back in about a minute.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hey! Luann! Revival's in the air.
I know, Kellyanne. The kingdom of God is here. We are so excited to invite you to join us every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO for Kingdom Recovery.
A cutting-edge program where we will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power.
Can't wait to see you there.
It's so exciting. Revival's in the air. He's better than your dreams.
I love that music. It's so official sounding, isn't it?
I love it too.
Karen, our program manager, found that. She's so good about getting that stuff.
Yeah, she is.
She's really good.
You got a jewel there.
Yeah, oh, man, I'll tell you what. It's not even a diamond in the rough. She's been faceted by the Lord.
Amen.
As we all were being faceted.
She's one of my shipmates.
Yes, she is. A former,
she's former
retired Navy.
Yeah. As oh, well I didn't as know that.
Yeah, we're both retired Navy. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. By the way, I want to just as a non sequitur, but earlier you talked about being involved in a non-denominational church. Ed and I are in the same denomination, but we're not non-denominational because we'll take 20s, 50s, and 100s.
Oh, yeah. No, we take all denominations.
Yeah, so anyway, just to say, all right, a little humor. And someone bring us back. There was a point. We want to get to talking about Derek's it's a new area of ministry, really, for you. Yeah. It's also a business, but it's we know, Christians in business are serving the Lord first.
Yeah,
they're working on biblical principles in their business.
Amen.
And
there's nothing wrong with making money. You don't.
No, absolutely.
The grain.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. And that's why at lunchtime I can just graze, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We take your muzzle off, yeah.
So, and Derek, and I would love for you to address that as how God got you into that. But first, you had said you want to give a shout out to the ministry that got you squared away. So please talk about that.
Yeah, just a quick reminder for the listeners, you know, you may have made some choices in your life that are not the best, whether you're a non-believer or even a believer, because even, you know, the scriptures bear out that David had a heart after God, and he made some bad choices. Yeah. And God dealt with David, you know, but David's heart was constantly seeking the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that way, I just wanted to preface what I'm going to share with your listeners today, David. I made some poor choices in life about 6 years ago, and when we were talking in our first and second piece, that we use the phrase God orchestrated. Well, as a result of my poor choices, I was up against the wall, and the state of Florida had to be involved in. And I knew at that moment, now my sister, God loves my sisters, and she was divinely orchestrated of God to say, hey, Derek, you need to get your mind right. And did I hear the Lord speaking? Yes. Now, do we listen? Now, that's another thing entirely. But ultimately, of poor choices. And God was still in this. Let me have the listeners know, God was still in my poor choices. So I knew I needed a change. So God orchestrated me to get into a program. It's in North Florida. It's called Christtown Ministries. And it's a men's ministry. And what they do is they help men that have made wrong or poor choices and looking to get their lives, their minds, their spiritual lives right as best as they can, and who are wanting to do this. And I really have to say this, was going through that program at Christtown Ministries in Quincy, Florida, difficult at times? You better believe it. Because, just like when we make choices, like when you sow a seed in the ground, that seed is going to grow and then it's going to produce fruit.
Yes.
Well, whether good or bad things, choices, we're going to produce fruit. And that fruit is going to have time to come, and bear itself.
Yeah.
So all my poor choices, those fruits had to be bore. But all still in that, while I was going through that program, it was a year-long program. The lady's name is Laura Linton, and she is such a sweet lady, has a heart for Jesus. So if there's anybody that needs a refuge to get your spiritual mind right and physical mind right, like I said, it's a choice. And I had the opportunity, you're talking, David, after my year of getting my life right, I had, thank God, I thank Jesus every day, that the opportunity allowed me, by being in that program, to go to Lively Technical College in Tallahassee, Florida, because I checked out a brochure, and I'm very visually oriented, and I like videography. From a small little kid, I remember real quick that when my brother-in-law was alive, he had the old over-the-shoulder VHS camcorders. Remember that?
Yeah, remember those? Yeah.
But I remember as a 10, 11-year-old, I would, go around, and so it was God that has this passion, this talent inside me. And it was a multimedia digital design course at Lively Technical College in Tallahassee, and I signed up. And as I was saying, I was allowed, thank you, Jesus, to go there for free because I was in the program. Not many people know about it. That's one of the benefits when you make that choice to get yourself right. And so many positives, y'all, have come about from it, which we'll be speaking in a little while about what God has done. But I went in that program. I went through Lively Technical and got schooling, which I am very thankful. And by the way, I entered in January of 2019. Well, in March, I started praying. I said, Jesus, I says, you place this passion and talent, because it is his talent.
Yes.
It's not mine.
Yes.
It's Amen. His talent. I said, Jesus, you take this talent and you do what you want to with it at your timing.
That's a beautiful prayer.
So I in all sincerity and honesty. Now, did it take time for that prayer to come to fruition? Yes, it did. So that's what I would say to your question in that little spot, in that time spot in my line.
Did you want to say the website? I saw it's christtown.org, I believe.
Yes, it's christtownministries.org.
Okay.
Like I said, the head lady, her name is Laura Linton. Like I said, if you know of anybody that a guy, it's a men's ministry, that needs to get their life right that's up there in the North Florida. It's about a 15-minute drive from Tallahassee.
Not very far, yeah.
Not very far at all. So, like I said, it's a great ministry. And
I've heard her name before.
I'm just mm-hmm. it was the mercy and kindness of Jesus that led me there. And I've had so many benefits from saying, Jesus, I've got to let you get me straight. So mm-hmm. there's listeners out there right now that are listening to what the Spirit of God is saying, mm-hmm. and you might be right there. You might be mm-hmm. going through a struggle. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. if you have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to mm-hmm. you, don't harden your heart. Let the Spirit of God give you a tender and soft heart, because when you do make that decision and you know you're not living correctly, but you want to, and you say, Jesus, help me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. God, Jesus honors that. Amen. And he yes. hears the cry of your heart. Yeah. And he listens. He turns his ear because he knows your heart.
Amen.
Amen.
And so, you know, don't think that he is a judgmental God, but he is a loving God. He is love. The scriptures say he is love. Amen. And he's merciful. Mm-hmm. And when we reach out to him, he is faithful and just to hear your heartfelt request and prayers. When you talk to God like he's like we're talking in this studio.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, it doesn't have Amen. To be like Amen. You got to be in your prayer closet or you got to be
fancy
on your
prayer.
Knees. No,
yeah.
no, just be real with Jesus.
Yes. Yeah.
He loves that.
That's right.
We're kind of a minute or so out from another break, our last break for the day, but I think, well, let's do this. Okay. I have to make these last-minute decisions, you know. I want to yeah. get you started talking
I can smell
about
it burning. Yeah,
yeah, really. Yeah. I'm burning up a few boards in my yeah. head here. Let's go to that break because I don't want to interrupt your sharing about how God got you into the videography,
yeah. okay.
graphics ministry. So let's do that, and we'll be right back.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line. Hi, this is David Frank, who are co-host of the Frontline program. You may have an interest in being a guest on the front line, and if that is so, please send an email, wcno@wcno.com, and make it to my attention, David, and put in that email your interest and why you think you might be a good guest for us, and I'll review that and get back with you. And thank you for responding, and thank you for listening. Have a blessed day.
Oh, I love that music. I'm going to record it onto a continuous loop.
Oh, no.
Oh, Derek, tell us about how God got you into videography, photography, graphic arts. You talked about being trained up in Lively Tech. Vocational technical?
Yes, it's a vocational school. Oh, yes, when I was there, they switched from a vocational school to a vocational college. So it was really interesting how God had me go there. It was providential. It was mm-hmm. God's hand. So,
but then his hand turned you in the direction of actually doing something with it. In terms, it's a business, but it's also a ministry. Yeah. How did you begin to deal with that?
Well, that's a great question there, David. And, you know, I just want to say this to the listeners out there. God may be speaking to your heart. You may be on the fence about hearing God's voice, about taking a step. You may, God, the whole Spirit of God may be nudging your heart to start something by faith. Because, and here's, I'm going to share with the listeners, on the anniversary of, it happened last year, and this was not anything that I orchestrated, this was God. God had been developing me, growing me, and I've been doing graphic art from 2019 until currently, and doing videos and photography and whatnot. And so what I want to let the listeners know is that when you're feeling that nudge, when you're hearing the voice of the Lord speak to you about doing something that you have no idea where it's going to lead to, you know, go ahead and do it, because honestly, God is the orchestrator, like you were saying, David, earlier. And so, yeah, I just got my training through Lively, and I also went, which is right next door, Tallahassee Community College. I took Audio 1 and 2, and that's where they have a recording studio. I recorded a guitar mentor, really good brother in Jesus. His name is Kevin Warren. I recorded him in studio, his original songs. But I've shot or recorded some commercials for local businesses, and did recently one for my computer guy, Revelation Technology. His name is Joel. If you need a computer repair, he's a great guy. And Christian guy, loves Jesus. And so Jesus had me step out by faith to start this business, David, because I'm not the richest person in the world, but God doesn't matter to God. God matters on your heart.
Yes.
Amen.
And he provides the resources.
He does.
Oh, absolutely.
So just say yes.
Yeah. So I'm like, God, okay, this is your company. So with other people's, you know, input, and I was searching for the name, wanted to keep it simple, and I got the idea. My pastor helped me out, Bob Cooper, and he says, hey, listen, you know, you can name it this. And I'm so thankful that I do have my pastor there at Calvary. And so, yeah, last year, November the 4th, it was my anniversary of making not so good of a choice. Here's God's smile. I remember God had a lady, her name is Delana. She's a born-again believer, sweet spirit, and God had her in my life because I didn't know how to set up an LLC. God providentially set me, set her in my path to help me do what I did not know how to do. And I sat there in my car and I cried, and she had no idea. She had no idea why. And I shared briefly the Jesus testimony, what he led me to do, and how it was the anniversary. And I wept when I was in my car, and she was like, this is such a sweet thing, Derek. So y'all that are out there that are listening, obey the Spirit of God when he speaks and when he moves and when he tugs on your heart, because you don't know what God's ultimate desire is. He may have you do something so profound, so spectacular for the kingdom of God, to bless somebody else's life.
Yes.
Because, that's, you know, right. Scripture, you know, wants us to be a blessing to others, to refresh others' people's lives.
Yeah.
So that is, you know, some of the side benefits of that. But it's a walk of faith, David. Because I have no idea where God's taken me, and you know, it's a walk of faith, and I do trust him fully, because quite frankly, there's no other, you know, option that you can find, you know, better results. And I hate to use that analogy, but it's so true. Because when we place our lives and our business and our faith in Jesus Christ alone, he alone can, you know, orchestrate and lead where he wants to go. So, yeah.
Amen. Tell us the name of the business. Somebody maybe we wanted to think about calling you. Tell us the name of the business, how they can reach you.
Sure. Well, the name of the business is called Media Solutions of Florida, and they can contact me. The number where they can I can be reached is 772-333-0817. You know, I do videography primarily, but I also do graphic art and photography. So I just blessed a business in Jensen Beach with a little video. But God's going to ultimately direct his business. I make it a point. It's not my business. It's his business.
Amen.
And I follow where he leads.
How can they contact you?
Yeah, like I said, I also, besides the phone number, I also have my email, which is Derek, D-E-R-R-I-C-K, McKinnon, M-C-K-I-N-N-O-N, 03-2771@gmail.com.
That sounds an awful lot like a birthday.
Well, yeah.
Could be your birthday.
That's a little giveaway of how young I am.
That's we're both March birthdays. We haven't talked about that before.
Yeah.
I have a couple of years on you, but
I've got socks that old.
And you know he's wearing them today. I want to repeat that. I have your card here, by the way. Media Solutions of Florida. Derek McKinnon is his name. His number is 772-333-0817. And then, again, he spelled it out for you, but the email is DerekMcKinnon032771@gmail.com. And, you know, be prayerful. He's been prayerful. He's stepping out in faith. It's clearly not at a stage when it's you're making a living out of it, but
no.
This is another thing. You know, we have a lot of people here that are well into their ministries, right?
Sure.
And they're well funded, and maybe they're at the stage where, you know, they're looking at an expanded vision from the Lord of their ministries.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. We need to hear from them. We also need to hear from people like you, Derek, who are, you know, you've been faithful, the Lord has grown you up. And you're at a point now. You're stepping out, and this is, and believe me, and I've been there, a significant moment of stepping out in faith and trusting the Lord, because you're doing what He wants you to do. You're trusting Him. You know He's going to bless you.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're seeing, you haven't seen in the natural, what He's given you in the spirit, right?
Yes.
Right. Amen. Right.
And you're still there. But so people need to hear Him, and you're moving forward.
Right.
Mm-hmm. With this.
Right, David. Well, you know what? You bring up a good little topic right there. You know, as the world sees it, you know, I might not be, you know, making the most money, but that's not what's on the heart of God.
Yeah.
What's on the heart of God is to listen to Him and to do His will. So, you know, there may be a listener out there who knows a business who may need a little video to you know, been praying about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I try to have, you know, a sensitive heart on the Spirit of God in my work and listening to people's needs. But if you know of a business, it could be a Christian, could be a non-Christian, I work with both, who needs a little exposure, good video, please reach out. You know, David just gave you the number, but I'd be more than happy to work with someone, like I said, Christian, non-Christian business. Ultimately, David, it's in the Lord Jesus's hands. And,
yes,
you know, that's first and foremost.
Amen. And that's really the heart of it. You know, we trust God for for the increase,
yes,
and for the blessing, and God gives various types of blessings. They don't all have dollar signs on them, but
right.
But in the whole package that God gives us, you know, He also wants us to be sustained. And God is not into scarcity.
No,
the Scriptures tell us He's into abundance.
Amen.
So,
yes.
You know, our hope and prayer for you, Derek, and for those who are walking with the Lord in the stage in their ministries, you are. is that, you know, they'll see the blessing of the Lord come. And part of the word, I love the word validate, because, mm-hmm. you know, the Lord loves to validate his call.
Yes.
On right. his people right. by seeing that, yes, everything else is in place, including the financial benefits of stepping out in faith.
Sure.
You know, I have, I mean, for most of my ministry life, I was a paid professional Christian. Mm. okay, I use that. I mean, I loved the Lord and I served him, but I was a pastor and a staff pastor in churches.
Hospice,
and,
yeah.
You know, so, and then with hospice as a chaplain and various other things, mm. there was always, you know, that there was that. But I started that with the same knowledge that God would supply our needs. Mm-hmm. And whether you're on salary on a staff or whether you're on God's salary, on God's payroll. And I think more people, I believe this, Derek, that you're being willing to come here today and share from your heart. As I said before, I'm going to say it again, there are many people whose lives have been changed because they have heard an encouragement for them mm-hmm. that God gave them through your testimony. And that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at the end of this program, you know, and for those listening, and for us here, we're going to give God the glory.
Right.
For what he is doing through you in your life and through your testimony. And that, to me, is powerful. I want to make a little shift before we end because seconds are flying away. And I want to talk about Anne for just a moment. And that Anne, and if you've been following us for a while, Anne served faithfully for over 20 years on the staff of a liberal conservative congresswoman in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And Anne, being a very devoted, believing, Bible, Jesus-loving Christian, not only survived but flourished in that environment and was well-respected with the congresswoman and with the staff. But when the mandates for vaccines came about and she made a statement of faith mm-hmm. about not getting involved in that, and optics, I guess, basically politics forced you to leave, and you came here to Florida, back home where your folks are.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very glad because God has enabled you to connect with us.
Amen. Yes, praise
right.
God.
But recently, Anne has had an opportunity to be interviewed by a very significant ministry, national
mm-hmm.
ministry. We're not going to mention the name right now, but we definitely want to pray. And as we come to a conclusion, to pray for Anne, God's will be done. And this is the whole thing about all of us, is God's will be done.
Yes.
I do believe personally, and they did ask me, so I told them how blessed they would be.
Thank you, David.
And I know that they would, but again, it's what does God want. But
exactly.
Let's come, all of our listeners, if you join me in prayer for Anne, I just lift.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you that that you have so wonderfully blessed Anne with so many gifts, and that she has been faithful to step out in faith to use those gifts. She's been hardened in the way that we need, not a hardness of heart. Mm. It's the soft heart that totally reflects the compassion and mercy of God. But to be hardened in her life and ministry, to be shaped and formed.
Mm-hmm.
As in the light of those gifts that you've given her. And now, Lord, she is perched on the brink of a brand new ministry. And we pray for those making the decisions, Lord, that they would, if you want her to be a part of this, they would hear this. They're also believers. They're also looking forward to being led of the Spirit to make the right choice. And so we lift them up as well, and we pray. We pray for Anne that the doors would open for her if this is right.
Amen.
And if not, that all of this would not be wasted, but would lead to another set of doors that will be right.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you and we give you praise for hearing these prayers, for moving in the midst of Anne's life, and that the right doors are going to be opened. We believe this. We decree it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So be it.
Amen.
Thank you
so
very much.
So be it.
Amen.
In our time, because I've been, you know, praying on in the spirit. And yeah, Derek, thanks, brother, for coming.
You're so
for
welcome.
Being a part of this.
It's been
You'll
an honor.
Undoubtedly be invited back, yes.
And pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.